Hello, this is Russ Walden, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, my child, I see your struggle and I hear your prayers. I know the pain and frustration you feel in your body, but be assured that I am with you, even in this. I am your healer, and I have a plan for your restoration. I'm not done with you yet. Just as I brought healing to your spirit, I will bring healing to your body. The healing, warmth, and power of my Holy Spirit are already at this moment moving within you, touching every cell, every tissue, mending what's broken, and restoring what's been lost. My angels are attending you, ministering to your needs, protecting you from harm. Don't lose hope. For even now, I'm working in you, bringing about a breakthrough in your physical body. Just as I spoke the world into existence, I speak healing and restoration into your life. Trust in my timing and my methods, for they are perfect, even though they're beyond your understanding. Know that you are my child, and I love you deeply. I will not abandon you in your time of need. Lean on me for strength, for I am your refuge and your fortress. Let my peace, my all-encompassing peace, fill your heart and mind, for I am in control. Remember, you're not defined by your illness or your pain. You are a child of God, chosen and beloved, and I have a purpose for your life. Embrace these challenges you're facing, for they're only going to strengthen your faith and be a footnote of my greater faithfulness in your life as you draw closer to me. Rejoice, for your healing is coming. Lift up your head and let your heart be filled with joy, for I am your God and I'm with you always. Your breakthrough is at hand. A new season of health and vitality awaits you, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.